Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Well, Jerry, you're seeing men who once bombed Christian churches and persecuted Christ followers. You're seeing these men come to Christ. Wonder if you have a story or two that you could share with us.
Let me tell you about a man named Ali. Not his real name, but name we can use. Ali was a mullah in an area where many Christians had died. He was a very powerful man. He had been a leader of a militia. He had been leader of a Quranic school. One day he was having his shoes shined, and he could hear a Christian woman just a few meters away whispering to another person who was shining shoes and sharing with him a little bit about Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah. And he knew that she must be a Christian, and she was telling him about Jesus. So these guys actually went into a market and got some pepper, and they came and put ground pepper in a woman's eyes, and she was in excruciating pain. So she was laying on the ground in agony. He walked away. And as he did, he cursed at her, and she spoke a blessing over him. And she said, "Ali, I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that Isa will find you on your way." Within the next few days, he was already beginning to have dreams of Jesus.
Wow.
Her prayer was answered almost immediately, and he realized that he did not know about Isa in the Quran. And so he got a little self-help group of 10 other imams and sheikhs to talk about, well, who is Isa anyway in the Muslim faith, and what is he in the Quran? And then they said, "You know, we really need to read the Bible about this." So he went to a Christian church to ask a pastor for a Bible. But again, this is an area where many, many Christians have been killed. And so when he went to the church, he said he walked in, and there were 20 or 30 people around. And so he walked in and he said, "I want to see the pastor." And he said, "I dressed down so I wouldn't scare them." But he said it didn't work. He said pretty soon that people were scurrying all around, and I was hearing people say, "In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus," as they ran out of the church building, including the pastor. And so then he had to call the pastor. He said, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disrupt your church. I really just came to ask you for a Bible." And the pastor said, "Why would I give you a Bible? If I give you a Bible, you'll have me killed." And he said, no, seriously, I really wanted a Bible. I need to learn more about Isa." And the pastor said, "Meet me in a public place, and I'll give you a New Testament." And he did. Eventually, Ali became a Christ follower. And Ali told me at the end of the story that he's now a leader of disciple-making movements in an area that has seen, more than 500 new churches.